Show for you guys, man. And oh my God, it's just so much going on in this world this week. So much. It's a rough week, but we're gonna get through it. Oh my God, we're gonna get through it. But one thing I would definitely say, how can I put it? That the one thing that stands out this week is making it a crazy week is these people around here, man. People are really voting for this man. They're really voting for this man, Donald Trump, and it's just worrying, man. It worries me. Yeah, people say just the primaries right now, or the race isn't over yet, as far as in the primary race, and we haven't got the convention. But goodness, man, it's starting to look more and more like it's a done deal, man. Because every time I think people are going to practice common sense, I start finding out more and more that it's people out here who just don't care. The political process to them is a freaking game, and they just don't care. It's just like, oh, okay, whatever. I'm supposed to vote. I don't really take this serious anyway. Someone's going to do whatever. And causing anarchy. It's just ridiculous. Like, people want, this is not a video game. This isn't your social media little games people play on social media. This ain't it. If the voting process, and people say my vote doesn't count and this, that, and the other, I'm sick of hearing it being a viable excuse. And if this is the reason why people are choosing to cause chaos within the election, man, it's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. And I'm just really sick of just watching people unravel this way. So, God, oh, man, just, I don't know what to say, man. Please, man, please, please, please. I can't stress it enough. Keep us from having that crazy man in the White House. And learn a lot through this entire process is that there's a lot of, like, a lot of people always want to say, oh, racism is dead, that and the other. We talked about this last week. We had a whole show about it. I'm not going to get too much into it again because it just gets me mad all over again. But, man, we gotta step it up, man. Stop sweeping this stuff under the rug like it means nothing. I don't know what to say. But anyways, we got a great show for y'all. We got an interview today with Miss Alicia. She'll be tuning in around the 15 of the hour, so we'll be getting ready to interview her then. And we got a lot to chop up, man. She does modeling and she does music, so we got a lot up our sleeves. And you'll find out some more about her when she calls in. So I can't wait for that. In the meantime, I'm going to go to a music break, and then we'll be back. All right. So you're tuned to Life That Does Live. Your boy, Steady J. We'll be back after this.
Hydraulics.
I'm looking for a bad.
Yeah.
One that ain't scared to drop it down and get low.
You know I'm
up and down, up and down.
Drop it down. down to the floor. This is for my money making pros. I like to see
hydraulics, 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 up and down, up and down. Hydraulics, hydraulics, watch me bounce, watch me bounce. Hydraulics, 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 up and down, up and down. Hydraulics, hydraulics, watch me bounce, hydraulics, hydraulics.
My chick got a whole lot of swag. My flip got a whole lot of cash. My chick got a whole lot of swag. Body so stupid, got.
Yeah.
First I made them dance like a stripper,
like a stripper. Yeah.
Now they getting high with it.
Now,
now I got bitches hitting switches.
Yeah.
I said now I got bitches hitting switches.
Yeah.
Make that
hydraulic.
Yeah.
Make that
hydraulic.
Make that
hydraulic. Hydraulic. Hydraulic.
That got a whole lot of slap. That get a whole lot of clap.
Yeah.
I've been putting tickets on the map.
Uh-huh.
I threw on whole collection, now I'm out.
Hydraulics.
I'm looking for a bad.
Hydraulics.
One that ain't scared to drop it down and get low.
Up and down, up and down.
Drop it down to the flow. This is for my money making pros. I like to see
hydraulics, 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 up and down, up and down. Hydraulics, hydraulics, watch me bounce, watch me bounce. Hydraulics. Hydraulics, 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 up and down, up and down. Hydraulics, hydraulics, watch me bounce, hydraulics, hydraulics.
It go left, right, twerk. Yeah, they call me love and I can't see you work. Clap, clap your thighs, clap, clap your thighs, clap, clap your thighs and twerk. Clap, clap your thighs, clap, clap your thighs, clap, clap your thighs and work. They better get they, better get they. Cause my cash right, my swag right. Go around and get hit. They hating on you, man. Bend it over, touch your toes, not spread your legs, then do the split. Now let me see you do it over.
Hydraulics.
I'm looking for a bad.
Hydraulics.
One that ain't scared to drop it down and get low.
Up and down, up and down.
Drop it down to the flow.
Watch me bounce.
This is for
watch
my
me
money
bounce.
Making pros. I like to see
hydraulics, 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 up and down, up and down. Hydraulics, hydraulics, watch me bounce, watch me bounce. Hydraulics. Hydraulics, 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 up and down, up and down. Hydraulics, hydraulics, watch me bounce, hydraulics, hydraulics, hydraulics.
I put on that
eight
space, her homegirl, she bopped out, bopped out.
She do.
I put her on that eight space.
Let go.
Her homegirl, she bopped
what's
out. Bopped
what's
out. Make that
hydraulics.
Make that
hydraulics.
Make that
hydraulics. Hydraulics. Hydraulics.
Back. She see me in my rope collection. Made her shake her lower section.
Down.
Yeah, no direction.
Hydraulics.
It's not hard to see. Life's running away, away with me. I'm caught up in a maze. Feeling all alone on those rainy days.
There's nowhere to run. I got nowhere to hide, yeah.
Yeah.
Girl, I wanna tell you how I'm feeling inside. Inside, yeah. It's not right that I wanna spend the night, but I'm fighting all these feelings inside.
Inside,
the only thing that I need right now is for a better day. I wanna get away.
I gotta get away.
right, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Life of the Does Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. It is hump day after Does Wednesday. And dang, man, when I tell you, she got perfect timing. Like, it's like she knew the sun was ending right at that time. So I want to welcome to the show our very talented woman who I've been focused, work I've been following, and now kind of closely dealing with now, thank God. Shout out to my girl Alicia here at the DFW.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
I'm all right. You know, I can't complain. The world, God, you know, hey, even when you go through stuff, God just, I'm just laughing.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy. So, yes, how can I put it? Man, well, first off, I wanted to thank you for coming through the show. And I'm also thank you for supporting the brand. And because a lot of people, man, I'm always a person who just don't care, but sometimes I want to be nice, but I can't. I got to be straight up and just put it out there just like this. Some people won't support you until you get big, 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 big. They don't
right.
care if what you're doing is positive. They won't support you, and you're one of those
right.
people.
Oh, I know.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you for, like, seeing that and vice versa.
It's made things a lot harder in certain ways, like certain photographers and stuff, but it's so much more worth it.
Yeah, it's like, even with just people, even just, like, the people out there that's not in the industry that support, you know, that you, as far as having support you, sometimes it is fun, the fact of having that roadblock where you're always... Not necessarily that you're trying to prove some of them, but it just makes you stronger to prove what you've been wanting to do and achieve your goals and not letting anyone stop you.
Absolutely. I agree.
So, first off, man, for those that don't know, what made you say, you know what, I want to get into modeling? What was that turning point that made you do it? Was it something you always wanted to do?
No, I'm 30 years old. I just started setting my sights higher for myself. So now I'm a model. I think that you can do anything that you want if you know what I mean? You put your mind to it, and
right.
that's what it took. Yeah. So
what, like, when you looked at modeling, what made you say, you know, you said you're 30, you decided to just take it on. Like, what was it?
Well, I don't look 30,
said,
and I don't think I'll look 30 until maybe I'm 40. You know, yeah. So I still have time. You know, and even then, you know, I believe I can keep going. I think it takes work, like you were saying, you know, and motivation, and that's what I'm doing. Drive and determination.
What attracted you to want to get into modeling? Because I mean, yeah, you said it takes
some
work, but.
I knew I could. I had put out ads. I used to struggle with drug addiction, and I had put out modeling ads, you know, before, and I wasn't able to follow through with them because I didn't understand commitment or anything like that at the time. I wasn't capable. You know what I mean? So once I was
right.
capable of that and just pushing through that, yeah, I don't struggle with that anymore. So, but I knew I could because I was getting a lot of responses then, you know, and I was just couldn't follow through with it, you know. So I was like, well, hey, what if I could? And then I started being able to. So
right, and taking that, you know, taking that dealing with that life change, you know, what's your advice to people out there that go through little stuff that make excuses why they can't do what they want to do in this industry? Because some people, they go, you know, they have a bad day, and all of a sudden they don't want, you know, they give up and don't work hard anymore, or just quit modeling or whatever that day.
Right. I don't know. Like, I have spiritual practices and daily things that I have to do to keep me moving forward. You know what I mean? I can't do it without it. So my thing is to just focus, you know, whenever I focus.
Exactly.
And then they say that, you know, like it takes a certain amount of time to create a habit of doing things. When I make things a practice, which is also part of my drive and determination, like in my work and stuff, I'm constantly, you know, except if I maybe go out of town and hang out with my daughter or something. I'm constantly, though, I'm on, you know, my modeling stuff and just networking and trying to move forward. So, but
now,
I'm just beginning at this, and I'm already excited about the progress that I've had. I can look back 6 months ago and see where I was starting. And I started with a photographer who couldn't even, I mean, it wasn't even a really nice camera. It was like a cheaper one. We had to get prints, and he was incapable of even sending them to me, you know, like on a flash drive or anything like that for a computer.
Oh, Lord.
I can look back and, yeah, I look like a scared little girl, though. You know, you can see how I've grown up into this, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, every time I look at more and more of your shoots, you look more and more confident. Like, you're like, okay, I'm supposed to be doing this now. Like, you don't feel like you're still trying to figure it out.
And I think it's helped me to reclaim because I've dealt with all kinds of, I mean, I grew up in a really dysfunctional home, so I've not just drug addiction, but trauma, and I used to be a cutter. I mean, I've dealt with it all, and I've overcome it, and so it's helped me, the modeling. You know, those recent ones I had with a gun and a knife, you know, modeling and posing with them, and then a sword. I mean, that was part of that felt empowering, you know. It's empowering, so. It's like reclaiming myself, you know? So.
Right. I salute you for not just letting stuff be an excuse and to not follow through with what you love to do. I respect you.
And
for
it
that
was for a long time, you know? It was for a long time. And I think that's what took me so long to get to this point of transformation into the, you know, to become a model at 30. Because it was an excuse for a long time to not do it, and it just held me down until I can't do that anymore. I can't be that person anymore. It's not who I'm supposed to be, you know? So I hope I can be an example to people.
I think the fact that you were able to overcome that actually is what makes you a stronger model, because you learn how to fight through obstacles in everyday life. So any obstacle that comes to you during modeling, is it going to stop you?
No, nothing's going to stop me. And that's also, you know, because I feel like everything, like I've done and accomplished and become strong in so many areas that nothing can stop me, you know?
Exactly.
Thank gosh. Yeah.
Now, as far as the shoots you've done so far, what would you say was your favorite shoot you've done?
I'm not sure. There's still a lot that I want to do. I like the ones outside because I'm an outside person. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
and I still haven't done cosplay or. Huh?
I'm a dig because I know you being nice. He's like, yo, one of them was like, wait, why did you say me? What would you say as far as your outside ones? Which one was your favorite one?
Let me look.
Yes, I put everyone on the spot on here. Everyone.
Well, if I was to pick a favorite shoot so far, it would have to be the ones with the props, the gun, the knife, and the sword. Yeah, I would say instead of an outside shoot, I'm gonna say that one so far.
Yeah, I like that sword. Man, I like that sword. That sword is kind of, it reminds me of Thundercats. It had that kind of vibe to it. And looked at it, it's like, okay, she's like, or some Xena, or some Xena warrior princess type stuff.
Yeah.
So yes, I swear I've looked at that picture several times. So that sword, like, it was just so thorough. Like, man, that sword is wow. I'm starting to get little stuff like that.
Yeah. And then I'm starting to get, you, like you were saying, more confident, so I'm starting to get more explorative whenever it comes to shoots and deciding, you know, like my mind is starting, my imagination is starting to work more actively. So,
Now, one thing I like about your style, your modeling style, whatnot, and how you network. I be paying attention to people. I like how you work with people of all different cultures, and you don't just say, "Hey, I'm going to support this white company, or I'm going to support this black company, or this Mexican company."
You seem to be a chameleon. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you seem to be a chameleon that supports whoever. And I deal with some people, if it's not, they're like, "Well, just because." You know, if you're a black person, they assume that you only really want to deal with black people, and if you're a white person, you only really want to deal with white people. But you don't. Again, you don't do that. And what kind of was there something in your life that kind of led you to be able to do that? Because
yes, I'm open. My spirituality. I don't disclude anyone from. And I really believe that I have a message to share, and that's just love and respect and properly. You know what I mean? Like I really think that's why I'm here, is to be illuminating to people, you know, and I just hope that I can be like that to all people. It doesn't say I'm not secluding myself or you know, like my openness. So I'm hoping like I can be an example of love and an example of light.
Well, some people might hate on me when I say this, because some people get in their feelings about me joking around, but on the show, I'm giving you an honorary black card, because I go look at that picture that she got in the Islands of the Divine site. I looked at it again today, and I was like, she got some features that's not as, she got some black girl features.
I do. Yes, I do. I know. Yes, I do. I do.
I kept looking. I was tripping. I was like, wait, what?
Yes, I do.
I'm
like a miniature Kim Kardashian-ish kind of version, like the booty and the, yeah.
Except you
a little mini.
Yours.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the difference in you. You're not one of these manufactured ones. You actually earned yours.
Yes, sir. Yes,
now,
I have.
Okay.
I love the. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go first, because it might lead to what I was going to ask you.
Okay. I was just going to say I love the progression of, because, you know, I can look back 6 months ago, and I look at these other models sometimes, occasionally, I compare myself, yes, because that's what women do naturally sometimes anyway. I don't try to do that a lot, but I have to remember, I've only been doing this 7 months, and gosh, you know, I'm excited because I can see how hard, I mean, I know how hard I worked, but I can just, like, I have a vision for like a year from now or whatever, and I can, it's going to be great, you know? So I can see the progression and the growth.
Well, definitely. Now, what's the craziest shoot idea that you really want to accomplish? Like, if you can think of all the way from the outfit to the scenery, everything.
I still haven't done body art, and I want to do that, like the paint, body paint.
Oh,
and
yeah,
maybe,
it gets cold.
Yeah, does it? Have you done body paint, Teddy?
I've had it on myself, too. Yeah, because actually.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. Just my own, like, first of all, it takes forever, and you got to sit still. Like, it's. I had them body paint my arms with these like extravagant Christmas looking tattoos. Took 2 hours. I was like, "What? This my arm?" So imagine your entire body. You got to sit completely still for that long, wherever long it is. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah.
Another thing that I think is important about the question you asked me earlier is you asked me why, like, what. I don't know how I'm capable of, like, the non-segregation and the openness. I think that I don't judge people, you know? I've been through it all,
exactly.
so they can be the ugly man from New Mexico, and I'm going to let them, you know what I mean? Like, bring it on, it's cool, you know? I mean, within limits, I do have boundaries. If they start becoming obsessive or too stalkish, I block them. I'd have to, but...
Or are they too ugly?
No, that's not a factor.
That's not a factor. Where did they come at you looking like a man could be all old and worn,
and his soul and his heart be made of gold. So I mean, you know, that's not a factor.
Okay. See, I trapped. That was a trap question.
Was that a trap question?
Yeah, that was a trap question. Yeah, that was. Oh Lord. Oh, okay. Hold on. God darn Blog Talk. We got it. Hold on. Hold on. Hold up. Wait. All right. Hold on. While we're waiting on her. I want to remind you guys that the new, because I did not, this came out yesterday, so you wouldn't have known this, actually. The new issue of Human Cameras Magazine is out. Make sure you go cop it. I'm dubspot.com/Human Cameras Magazine. All right, we back. We got Alicia. That's Dawn.
Hello.
I'm going to tell you right now, I know you what you mentioned me earlier, is not mm-hmm. that wasn't your fault. That's freaking Blog Talk.
Your phone hung up on me. Okay.
Oh, what of the system? The Blog Talk system hung up. Yeah, it's been at the kind of janky. I'm gonna be nice today. It's at the janky. But anyways, okay. Blog Talk. Don't be hating on us no more. Blog Talk. Okay. Anyways. Wow. Okay. Back to where I was at. I guess I was getting too heavy, so I was trying to save you. But no, that's what's really good, man. Like watching Miles that's really worthy work for anyone. Cause I dealt with this like, because a lot of people think because I'm black that I only want to work with black people. I mean, naturally, you know, because of where I grew up. Okay, yeah, black people are going to levitate to me, but I want to work with everyone. And that's a barrier I have to deal with a lot. Like, people are like, oh, okay. And they kind of shoo it off. And I appreciate you for looking past that and not, you know, saying, oh, okay, I don't know.
Yeah, none of that's a factor to me. None of that's a factor.
I've been seeing, man, it's been like a lot of diverse.
Race, color,
shape, size.
I don't
know, maybe 2016. I think it's 2016 just made it like, I've had more diversity. I mean, people look at the new covers of the magazine. They're like, "Oh, okay." It's like I've been trying to tell y'all we weren't just focused on one type of person.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you all, man. Just kind of just supporting. But just a question.
Well, thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Being on a dairy farm, like explain that.
I knew you were gonna go there.
Oh yeah, I had that in my back pocket. I was gonna be nosy about that.
I love it. I still have to retreat there, honestly.
Now, what, like, explain the life of being on a dairy farm, like.
Explain what you have to do and whatnot. I grew up feeding baby cows and scraping lots, like where they would go. Milk the cows and riding in tractors and stuff.
Okay, so in other words, right now, if I told you to give me some milk, you go give me some milk right now. First, you squeeze the cow.
No, that I could not do. That I could not
you
do. That, that's the dairyman's
that.
Job. No,
you
I never
you're
did
not
that.
About that life.
No.
Oh man, and can you explain this to people? Because although you lived on a dairy farm for quite some time, can you explain this to people out there who have never been to Texas that it is not all farms and horses all over the freaking state?
Yes, no, it's not. It's not. I have to go back to where it is sometimes to get seclusion from the city.
Now, she has to go to there. It's not every, like, people, I swear, it's people who really, like, in this day and age, really think that all we do is ride horses. It's really people who think that. I'm like,
really?
Y'all, it's not. Yeah. I'm
hey,
like,
hey, there are certain parts that are you know.
Backwards. Yeah, there are certain parts, but they make it sound like it's like most of Texas. I'm like, no. I mean, if we got our city, when you go to the city, major cities, is not everyone's not walking around on a horse, waving at each other. And going to the general store and like, come on, y'all, we stop it. Like, y'all watch too many wrestlers.
Yes, absolutely. But I love it out there. You can see all the stars. There's not haze. There's not police sirens constantly going off. Nothing. None of that. No noise. I love it.
You can shoot off fireworks.
Yeah. All that. Yeah.
All right. So. I'm gonna dig into your personal life a little bit because it's another thing people like to have me do on here. They hit me up with asking me these questions and say, "Man, go be nosy." I got you. All right. So as far as the dating scene, what is your current situation? Are you dating? Are you single?
Currently, I am single and not dating. I had to find myself first. I just accomplished more recently.
So, in other words, you're not one of those people on Facebook that feel like, in order to, like, to get likes on Facebook, you feel like you have to be in a relationship.
No, absolutely not.
Do you ever notice that? Like, some people, they just get in a relationship just so they can go, so they can take pictures, put them on freaking Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook. And have people
right.
Hit just so you have.
I can't
before,
wait for the day that money. I am, but I want it to be stable, and I had to heal pieces of myself first, you know. So
yes,
I want
to
help
real.
The relationship. Yes,
I don't know,
absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, my thing is this: hey, yeah, if you're not engaged. Here's my thing: if it's engaged and firm, like either you're engaged or married, it's kind of corny to me because some of these people they be in a relationship for 2 weeks. And they like, oh, me and my boo, me and my, I'm like,
right.
That's corny. Like, that's so
corny. I think
corny
that's
to
corny
me.
Too. And it's also like, if and when I am gonna be, I don't want. It's not everybody's business. You know what I mean? Like that comes at a certain point.
Right.
You know.
We they want us to know everything. Me and my
right.
boo, we playing Xbox. Me and my boo, we about to eat. Me and my boo,
uh-huh.
we about to brush our teeth. Me and my boo, we about to have sex. Me and my, I'm like, oh my God, bruh. Please
right.
don't tell us everything. And those are usually relationships that don't last long. And people don't want to, they don't want me to be real about it, but those are the ones that don't last long because they too worried about impressing social media.
Uh-huh. Yes, no, I'm not. The only thing I use social media for is spirituality and networking. So.
Oh, see, we're on the same page.
That form of expression. You know, and modeling and stuff, but I don't use it in a negative way. That gets on my nerves. So
right, that's
and sometimes
much
I do detoxes.
Because sometimes I'll use it to inspire people or speak out on stuff
yes.
that needs to be spoken out on, or networking.
Yes,
so yeah, we're on the same. See, I've been telling people
mm-hmm.
they been trying to tell me that. Oh, this for inner. I'm just on here and trying to be. I'm just to entertain, like. That's whack to me. Come on, that's what social
right.
media is for. It's not whack.
Right. And it's a good form of self-expression. I mean, I think that if you're using it in a positive manner, and that's what I try to do. So, yeah.
All right, we're going to be, since today is hump day after Dusk Wednesday, we always actually, there's a question, we always ask our famous hump question. On hump days,
mm-hmm.
and that is, where is the craziest place that you have ever humped somebody?
That's a good question. Let me think.
I've heard some crazy ones on here, and last week and the week before that, I was like, whoa, okay, y'all get a crazier in this list of the top 10 is starting to get pretty crazy now.
Let me see. This is not crazy. I don't have a crazy answer for you. I think it's on a back road. on a vehicle.
See, I told somebody, she feel
vehicle.
Like I was
yeah.
crazy. I was like, orn. They're like, wait, orn? Because everybody's thinking,
yeah,
because
on a back road in the country. Yeah.
Oh,
and that would have been when
was
I was a teenager
coming?
As well. So, huh?
Was anybody coming when y'all were doing this?
No. No.
Oh, so y'all, looked at, you see, because it could be one of those days where usually it's a quiet back road, and all of a sudden, nope, not today. People drove by. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
man.
Nobody was
that's
coming. And
one.
I was a teenager at the time. I think I was like 17 or 18, so.
That's interesting. The last week we had, someone said that they were, it was on a park bench. They were doing something like that.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was, that's a pretty good one. Another good one I've heard is trippy out. Just to show you some of the top 10 that's been on here. Someone did it inside of an elevator with people inside of the elevator.
Whoa.
I was like, okay. Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Wow. That is interesting. That is interesting.
So yeah, shout out to that one. The back row is a new one, and so we'll add that to our list. That's a really
yeah.
good one. You said on a vehicle. See, people thought it was crazy.
Uh-huh.
I said that because everyone says in the car. They always say in. They never say out.
Say on
the car.
Yeah, I was a crazy teenager.
I was a crazy teenager.
Me too. No, but I have
crazy
places.
Recently? No, I have. I'm trying to think of anything worthwhile recently, but not really.
No, but I have a bucket list of something. I'm just kidding.
Wow. What? Okay. Now we got dig. This is getting juicy. Okay. So what's like
not
on the
you
bucket
just gave
list?
Me the idea. You just gave me the idea of the elevator.
Oh, he wants that. See, I know that does sound intriguing. Like, I'm like, what?
It does.
Wait.
And how can you make that work?
It's the rush. It's the rush you get, like trying to, like you know that. Oh my God, we gonna try not to be caught, but we do. Oh well.
You're crazy.
If it's a hey, if it's a tight elevator and it's packed, you can get away with yourself. So, yeah, that's interesting. I thought that was one of the craziest ones I've heard on here. That might still, I'm trying to do another one because I've heard another one good that's in the top 10, and I can't think of it. And if I told you, like, what? So, I don't, everyone always talks about the Mile High Club. I've always wondered whether I really want to do that.
I think I would.
I've thought about it, but I'm like, I'd rather it be on a private airline.
Yes,
because,
exactly. Yes,
you know,
under certain circumstances.
Like American Airlines, yeah, because everybody nasty behind and use that restroom. So, yeah, I don't know about all that.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, under
right,
certain circumstances.
As far, now, I didn't ask you about the music. Like, as far as music, what's some of your favorite stuff that you've been doing music so far?
I just did this kind of like, I don't know what you call it. It's not country. It's kind of indie folk, I think. This song yesterday, and I'm doing it open mic, and I'm working with this girl who plays guitar because I don't play guitar yet, and we're getting stuff going and going to start doing open mics. And then I'm also mixed beats separately. They're like orchestrated beats, and I'm going to figure out how to collaborate my words into those. And I have one that's a really sloppy version that I'm going to work on getting remastered and doing something with. But, yeah, that's just another passion that I've discovered. I've learned how to push my energy through in positive ways because I told you I used to be on drugs and stuff. You know, I've learned how to morph that energy into productive, positive things. So music is one of those, obviously. It's really good for me. I don't even drink anymore, so.
Yeah, I'm kind of almost like me. I'm actually like with drinking. I don't drink as much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to die down. I mean, like last year, I think I did it the year before too. To where no, yeah, I did it for 2 years. I did it to where like every year. Last year I did a test myself from January 1st and see how long I can go without drinking, and I went all the way to like September last year, and then the year before that I did it from March to September, and my birthday is ironically in September. That screws me.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that you don't necessarily need alcohol, because a lot of times why some people drink is because they feel like if they go out, they can't have a good time without drinking.
Right. Well, I didn't even realize how much that wasn't true until I stopped. You know, I realized that I had to stop because it could lead to me using drugs, so I stopped doing that as well. Not to say that it always did, but that it could. You know what I mean? And so, like, why
right.
not just stop altogether? So I go to AA now, and that helps me. I'm actually having much more fun now that I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah, like that's what people don't get. Like, a lot of times, because I don't always drink and I go out. Like, people assume, and that's why someone gave me this nickname, Mr. Always Turned Up, because I mean, he's turned up and drinks it. Because I mean, he made a joke because he's like, man, you ain't drinking. He said, man, you turned up, man, you ain't drinking. I said, nah, man, I don't need any alcohol. Man, I could drink some water because I'm always turned up. And then he started calling me that.
And I've even, I even go out to places that are, you know, bars and stuff. Like, I play at one for open mic night, and it doesn't bother me. I don't do it daily, you know, but it doesn't bother me as long as I stay focused. So,
yeah, I mean,
pretty awesome.
Because what I do, too, what I find, especially if you go, like, some places have, like, mock cocktails, or I get, like, non-alcoholic drinks that have the alcoholic look to it. So, you know, so I don't have to deal with people. It's like, okay, I can kind of go under the radar. Because sometimes some people look at me, and I see me drinking all this bottle of water all day, like, something's wrong with me. I'm like, man, hey, it is what it is.
Uh-huh. We need water for our systems, you know.
Yes, exactly. Especially, you'd be hot, especially if you're a person like me that be dancing. I'd be hot as heck.
Mm-hmm.
I need my water all night.
Right.
So, yes. But, all right, so I got a few more questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so my last questions. If you could change something in the modeling industry, what's something that you wish was better?
Okay, here, and I have figured out a solution to this because I also enjoy photography. Here's what I would change. I would change... if you could alter anything and make it be this way, I would change the inappropriate photographers. And I can, in a sense, I can have an impact on that, like by doing photography, which I enjoy, which I'm going to get into more, which, you know, I'm focusing on everything else right now primarily, but I would love to be a photographer that's not inappropriate to models and to people, you know, so, yeah, I think that would be what I would want to change for sure.
Well, what?
Because
so
that
what,
makes
what,
it
what?
Difficult. The inappropriate
so
photographers.
What,
like that
what,
make,
so what
make
was
sexual
one of your...
advances or stipulations that are based on sexual advances and stuff like that. Huh?
Like, so what was one of the instances you had to deal with this, like?
There's a photographer in Dallas that never gave me my pictures back, and I know it's because that person is like that and that they could tell that I wasn't, you know, so that's just an example. But
that's stupid. I never get that. You shoot the pictures, you waste your time, and the only way you're going
to
get
them. And they're not all like that, and I'm lucky to find the ones that aren't now, you know what I mean?
There's
a lot of younger models that give into the advances. You know, I kind of did at first, within the first month or two that I started modeling, just honest with you. I kind of did, and then I realized I didn't have to, you know. So.
Hey, at least you're honest. See, Yeah. Like, this is crazy.
Oh, yeah, I'm on it.
I'm going to tell you something about this interview. Like, sometimes the interviews you, like, the ones that you didn't see coming, it's always a trip because this is such a candid, people not all rehearsed, and they're just being real. Like, you don't feel like you try to think too hard about your answers, and you're just being you. And
thank
people
you,
didn't,
yeah.
And people be lying, oh, I don't be doing it. And then you, and the thing is, someone, like, I'm going to quote another radio personality, Charlamagne the God. He always says, if you own your truths, no one can take anything from you. Because, you know, a lot
absolutely.
Of times people lie or hide something, and then people find out about it, and then they tell on you. And so because you didn't own it first, you know, people try to use that against you. They can't use your truths against you if you own it first.
No, they can't. Yeah, and that comes with, I think that comes with, you know, that confidence in the and knowing who you are, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you know, because I'm putting it on blast right now on the show. Just know, when you shoot, every time you do projects with me, know you're getting your stuff. Whoever I have you shoot with, you ain't got to deal with it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Seti.
You're welcome, because, again, we don't have time for that. I mean, here's my thing. I mean, I'm telling you, you got on a topic I like to get on.
Mm-hmm.
I have no, like, people, this is why I have no problem if people in the industry connect with each other and personal stuff goes on, but do not, and I'm going to say this again, do not let it affect business. It pisses me
mm-hmm.
off that, yeah, if y'all click and y'all do something and that's a mutual decision.
Right.
And I'm not one of these people out here that be saying, don't be sleeping people in the industry. I'm not one of those fake people. That's cool, but don't be using it as a goddamn token for services. This
no.
ain't no guy. We're not
absolutely.
Using no sex coupon for what you guys do.
Absolutely.
Oh,
or you only shoot sexually explicit stuff or expect that to be a part of the, you know, and I mean, not to say that I don't like nude shoots and stuff like that, but that's not my main thing, you know what I mean?
The
and,
only thing, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, to like, I know sex sells, but that's not what I'm selling, you know what I mean?
Man, but sometimes models are the same. Man, sometimes models are the same way. It's not just in reverse. Sometimes that you can be
right. Oh,
whatever,
I know.
And the models be like that. Oh, my
that's
God.
That's what a couple of photographers have told me, yeah. So, I know. And luckily, that's another thing that my age could factor in. You know, I'm 30 years old, and I'm not going to behave like that. I'm going to behave like a woman, you know, a lady. So
it's like if it's like all of a sudden they're not interested in working with you as much because you didn't find them attractive enough to hit on them.
Right.
And you didn't
yeah.
say, hey, let me get some of that. You didn't come out the top talking about let me get some of that. What the hell? Like, but the thing is, it's kind of a reflection of people in their regular dating life. That's what it is, too. If in everyday dating life, I'm not just trying to find, I'm not just trying to talk to somebody and hit it on the first night, then it's going to
right.
be the same way how I approach people, period. And that's what it be. In their everyday dating life, that's how they treat people. And so it affects how they deal with other people. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm trying to get it right now. Like, that's ridiculous. Come on, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, my last question for you is, if you had 24 hours left to live, what's some of the craziest things you would do to spend those last 24 hours?
In the last 24 hours, I think I would go commune with nature, which is like communion with God to me. So I would definitely go do that and be with my daughter. Be with my daughter in
up.
Nature.
And just hear the birds.
Yeah.
That was my impersonation of trying to be a bird. That was horrible.
That was a good bird impersonation.
Don't, you ain't got to lie to me. You know, that was horrible.
I can't whistle, so that was good.
I tried. It was bad. It was pretty bad. But, okay, let everybody know how they can follow your work, because you're all over the place now.
Yeah, you can find me under Platinum Girl Elisha on Facebook, E-L-I-S-H-A, and Instagram, the beautiful E1, I believe. Let me check. Yeah, the beautiful E1 on Instagram, and Elisha Floyd on Facebook.
There you go.
Yep.
People, as we say on the show, don't just follow her, stalk her. And we say
don't
that when we say stalk, we mean in a good. We say that in a good way because I mean explain because it's different language, it's different way we use it. When we say stalk, I'll put it this way, because not like the crazy stalking, but we mean it because like when you think of a stalk, when you think of a stalker, you think of they follow your work. And they try to support it. Every time you throw anything out there, they on top of it. And they sharing it. And they trying to be a part
fan
of what you
club.
Got going on. Yeah, see? Yeah. I just kind of flip it my own way. There you go.
Right. Yes, be a part of the fan club and the supporters.
Yes.
Be a part of the fan club and the supporters.
I take the negative stuff. So, yeah, supporter,
right.
supporter. You won't be disappointed. Because you get a little bit of everything, including the crazy sword. I'm telling y'all, like, little stuff, everybody think that when you're a guy, the only type of pictures that you like that a model does is when she half naked. I mean, I like,
right.
be honest, I like that too, but I like I like imagination, like, take me somewhere, and it's like, oh, that sword,
mm-hmm.
it was crazy, that sword is taking me somewhere.
Good, I'm glad it takes you somewhere.
Like,
I think the gun takes me somewhere,
kid.
It makes me feel... I like the gun better, I think.
It's just like it's just a sword because it was just so unique. That's why. I guess
right on. Thank you.
I haven't seen him really have this. So yeah, I know. I'm like, man, you're like, man, he's geeking over this sword. Again, I thank you for coming through, and I can't wait to meet you. Turn up and support each other, man. Definitely, you're a great person. And I'm glad you shared your story because everybody needs to know that people on this show, it's not perfect lives that we live on this freaking show.
Right.
Like, it's real stuff, man. And in order to get to
the
point
I'm just trying
to
be happy, not
perfect.
Right.
Exactly. When you're trying to hard to be perfect, you start, that means you're covering something up.
Right.
All right, people. So I want to remind y'all, if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all can definitely find it at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. And it's also on iTunes for free. Let's type in Dust Spot Radio Network. It's on the TuneIn Radio app under the same name, the Stitcher Radio app under the same name, and, of course, at dustspot.com/DustSpotRadio. And, man, shoot, we're at the end of the show. Again, I thank you for coming through. It was definitely a pleasure. You definitely made this Wednesday. I was like in the interviews where I don't even realize, like, the time goes by and it's like, damn. I feel like I didn't have enough time.
Right. You still have questions for me.
Yeah, I can go on for another 30 minutes. That's how crazy it is, but. You know, I was going to leave them wanting more for a later date, so we will do that to them. But definitely people support her. She's on the grind, and you see she's not being fake, so what you see is what you get, so support her.
Absolutely. All right,
that
thank
being
you, Sadie.
Said, you're welcome. Y'all, we in the show, how we always end it, remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Over there's a you, there is a way. You tune to the episode of Life at the Dust Live, your boy Seti J. And I can't end a hump day at the Dust Wednesday without my public service announcement. That's if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, we out. Peace.
Bye.